This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city.
All right, ring-a-ling. Are you messing with me? You calling me a silver bell?
Silver bell. You know, it's appropriate if you think about it, right?
There's a lot of reasons why it's appropriate.
I'll just call you Silver Bell from now on.
No.
Robert Scott Silver Bell.
Well, you're making fun of me because you remember the what was on the back of my soccer jersey when I was 10 years old.
I forgot, but I remember you telling me about it. What was it?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. That's right. Ding-a-ling.
Right. No, there wasn't any connotation other than bell, ding, 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 ding dong, ding, that kind of thing. Dong. All right, well, listen, it's our holiday edition. We're heading into the Christmas holiday weekend. My goodness, the gifts galore, they keep happening. We've got great gifts today because we've got gifts of people who are doing great work, including Kimberly Hahn, a homeopath from Canada, says that there's a college up there in Ontario that's beginning a homeopathic curricula. And, this to me would be like, is this really happening? I'm going to pinch myself. So that's kind of exciting. Also, Doc Harmony is back. We're going to talk about health, freedom, healing, liberty with her. Also, reducing stress in the holiday time and special buy two, get one free on ear candles. You're going to have to go to the show notes to find out how to do that or listen to the interview next hour. And Doc Newsom. So Doc Harmony, Doc Newsom. We got lots of docs, too. How cool.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? So if we go to Silver Bells, I think I'm not going to bring it up, but maybe that's coming from one of our loyal and humble and lovable listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And it's so. The question of the day starts with, I've just heard about what is supposed to be a fairly new type of silver. Now, this is from Paul. I don't know which Paul it is. It's not our Paul. That we know. It's not Paul Bertero writing this. He knows better. But it's a new type of silver called structured silver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to wear a hard hat when you use it, right? Do you know how this type of silver compares to sovereign silver, or is sovereign silver considered structured silver? I love your show. Thanks for all you do, Paul. Paul, well, I love you. Thank you very much for writing in and asking the question. Most of the time when they make claims like this, it's a marketing claim. Much like the concept of structuring water, yes, I could argue that, you know, when you put water through the echo machine, it's going to alter its structure, but still it's going to be H2O, but there's going to be free hydrogen left. And there's also other energies that are put into it that alter it. We know that homeopathy alters the information within the water that it carries, and that does some good things. Now, to say silver is structured, well, yeah, technically it is. There's silver suspended in water, and so there's structure associated with that in the ion state in what we call a colloid. But oftentimes these are just marketing terms. Like there's one company that private labels almost everybody's colloidal silver, and they'll use that concept of structuring. But if you analyze colloidal silvers and silver hydrosols under the electron microscope, that's where the kind of marketing argument breaks down. Because you begin to see, whether you call it structured or not, there's silver, but it's often in large neutral agglomerations, boulder-sized particles, you know, a real mix, a mess, and compounds that you don't want in a colloidal silver that limit the activity of silver. So to claim that it's structured, there's no, to my knowledge, Superdon, definitive definition, which is important. You have to define your terms. So you push back on these companies and say, what do you mean structured? Why is it structured? What's different about it? And right. they'll usually give you some kind of gobbledygook that make you, okay, I'm going to go away now because you have no earthly idea what they're saying. So, yeah, the hydrosol is still the form I'm using. I've analyzed too much over the years to fall for marketing materials.
Gotcha. Yeah, go with the tried and true.
Yeah. Right? And, yeah, the structure, it's not that it's not a valid statement, but, again, there's no way to validate it unless you analyze it under electron microscopy and see what it really is, Paul. So
not everybody has one of those in their garage, so just go with what you know.
Well, you should have one of those, but I know not everybody does.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Here's one from Shane. Shane writes in, hi, guys. Merry Christmas, y'all. Great southern drawl there, Shane. Thank you. I was wondering what other cancers is silver hydrosol a good adjunct to include for. I know it helps with lung cancer, colon, leukemia, skin cancer, to name a few. But what about pancreatic or others? This is interesting.
Okay.
Now, I have talked about and referenced the peer-reviewed literature on the oncolytic properties of silver. That is, the ability of silver to disrupt a cancer cell or, you know, destroy it, if you will, on contact. And it is true because the electrical charge and the oxygen that silver can carry are devastating to cancer cells that have lost their capacity for antioxidant activity. When they were your healthy cells, it was different. They go rogue, they never die, but they also don't defend well, if at all, against oxidative threats, stresses. And the silver ion is devastating to cancer cells. So when, Shane, you reference things like pancreatic cancer, would it be good for it? Sure. But the challenge is one related to the point of foci. Do you like it when I say point of foci? You've never commented on that phrase.
Point of foci.
Do you like that term or not?
I don't even know what it means, but it sounds impressive.
It's the area in need.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is getting it to where it needs to go.
Correct, and it's a little bit more difficult in pancreatic cancer because the metabolic pathways of silver, you know, orally ingested, are into, ultimately, from the lymph and blood into the liver, where it's then metabolized, bound, and excreted by the colon. So you might have to go off-label, in a sense, and I'm not saying any manufacturer is doing this, but there are doctors that do intravenous introduction. That might be helpful to ratchet up the presence of active silver circulating through the system. So it is a matter of point of foci delivery direct to target cancer cells, and I've never said, don't let anybody tell you, I've never said that silver is the quote-unquote cure for cancer. It's not. It's a terrain issue. It's a mineral deficiency issue. But it can be a very powerful adjunct, and I would include it in any therapy, holistic especially, or even integrative. I would not ignore the use of silver in any of those protocols, but I don't claim it is the cure for cancer. So don't tell anybody that I said that. Okay?
Okay. All right. He's got a two-parter here.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Well, let's see. Some other questions I have about bladder infections. I think silver hydrosol is curative for women's bladders. Yes. What about us guys? Every time I look if silver would be helpful, there's not much help anywhere. If it's not helpful in this situation, then what are some things that may help men's bladder infections? Okay. Well, silver is helpful for urinary tract issues, except it's more systemically helpful than point of foci helpful. Why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? Super Don, if you follow the pathway, and I just described it from oral ingestion, where does it go? Where does the silver go, ingested silver?
I believe it's going to go that direction, right? I mean, it's going to end up there, but it's still, I think it's going to be hard to get it there, isn't it?
But where does it go? Where does it? I just said it. Are you paying attention, or is everybody going to have to take a silver shot? When you ingest silver, blood, lymph, it goes to where? Before it leaves the body.
Digestive tract.
Oh, good Lord. The liver.
Right? The liver.
Everybody take a shot of silver.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Then it is metabolized in the liver. It's bound and excreted through the colon, not the bladder, kidneys, urinary tract. So, point of foci delivery to the bladder is difficult for ingested silver because it is not designed to be excreted there. Therefore, if you have a very severe compromised urinary tract, catheterization becomes important.
And
this is just a little less pleasant than the thing that Super Don won't do rectally.
Dude, you know what? I almost would consider an enema over a catheter. Man.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, right? If I was as reluctant as you to do a coffee enema, I'd be thinking I'd rather do that than a catheter.
Get that away from me.
But the reality is these antibiotics are rapidly failing, and so it's a very serious issue if you have a serious urinary tract infection or into interstitial cystitis, really serious inflammation of the lining of the bladder. And therefore, it is necessary in some cases to deliver the silver there directly. But that's usually done with the help of a doctor, urologist, or nurse that is capable of doing that safely. And most of them don't know about it, so you're hard-pressed to find anybody willing to do it, unfortunately, because it's really good medicine to do that when necessary. But in terms of taking it orally, the systemic immune benefit is typically enough. If it is not enough to eradicate it in a female or a male, and you don't want or don't have access to catheterize, then take extra selenium. Selenium is key here for liver function and all cellular functions. And when the liver is strong and doing its job, there's less debris being thrown down to the kidneys that cause it to be disrupted in its optimal function and basically vulnerable to infection. You can also do taraxacum, which is dandelion. A lot of dandelion tea. There's milk thistle, of course, that helps the liver as well. Oregon grape is known as something that's good to utilize. We talk about cranberry extracts, organic clean cranberry extracts, and D-mannose. So there are a number of things in addition to other homeopathic remedies that will address liver and kidney health. But anything you can do to help the liver is going to help reduce the burden on the kidneys and the urinary tract. So for my money, it's selenium. Echo water, hydration is key here. Dandelion, taraxacum, Oregon grape you have that berberis in a homeopathic form. Also, homeopathic cantharis, which is the Spanish fly of old, but in a homeopathic form is also helpful, Shane. So, hopefully that's helpful. Olive leaf, yes, you can use olive leaf. Oil of oregano, yes, you can use that. Anyway, thanks for asking the question, Shane, as you thank me for what I do and what we do and the fact that we rock. Shane, you rock too. Thank you, my friend. Anything else before we wrap up the segment?
How much time we got?
About 30 seconds.
No. You know, we do have a question today maybe we can do later on in the show here that I think is a very important one.
Okay.
It has to do with coffee enemas.
Okay. All right. Well, for those of you who don't want to stick that in your bum, how about sticking a candle in your ear? We've got Doc Harmony coming up later in this show. We've got good news on homeopathic education coming up this hour. And a surprise question of the day, Super Don, says that just came in, and Doc Newsom as well. So load it up, little ponies. We got a lot to do before Christmas gets here, and the gifts of healing keep on being given.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from silver bells to the budget resolution to extend the openness of the United States federal government, which I'm not so sure I'm really pleased that it's open. But there might be one aspect of what Trump did that can be considered pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, listen, it's been all over the news, the tax bill. And that thing got signed, and, you know, whatever. I'm cautiously optimistic about how that's going to end up, just because I'm a pessimist. But,
right. Well, we're going to give you the hint as to what is good about this continuing opening the government resolution for another month. Get wind of this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
No, no, no. Donald Trump is not smoking a bong in the White House. But what he did do is actually kind of good in extending with it's inclusive of it. The Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment is still active while they have kind of stopgapped the funding, right? So this does what this does is it stops the Justice Department from using federal funds to interfere with state medical cannabis programs. And so far, so good. It's going to hang in there for another month. But by come the 19th of January, it's going to be up again for a vote, folks. Will the Trump administration bow to Jeff Sessions' lack of consciousness on this issue? So we can't go to sleep on this over the holidays, perhaps. We got to think about what's coming next here.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, look, I feel pretty confident in this because you've got quite a few members of Congress that are behind this bill and behind the legislation. So I don't see that they're going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle on this one here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, who knows? You never know. But
yes.
So we'll keep an eye on it. And I just got to say, I love the sub headline on here, because the headline, you know, is signed stock gap bill extending federal medical marijuana protections. And then it says here, Congress kicks the proverbial bong down the road once again.
Kick the bong. No, yeah, don't kick the bong.
No, probably not a good idea.
Right. But, no, that's a funny way to put it. I just want to, you know, add to this mix, you know, when we say we don't know, even though we have an inclination to believe it's going to be okay, they're not going to start cracking down on the federal level. But look at what's happening in states like Indiana and Idaho and Iowa, right? We can't rest on our laurels and say, yes, we have momentum on our side on this plant, right? There are still factors and people that have not really figured this thing out. So there are going to be continued, repeated attacks on your freedom to access and utilize this plant, whatever form you want, or at the very least, the cannabidiol side of it, which, you know, we talk about for all the beneficial uses and none of the detrimental, because they don't exist. They haven't found any, for the CBD, which is why we're big proponents of that in all 50 states or anywhere around the world. But again, we've bought apparently another month before the feds could, in theory anyway, if not in practice, crack down on, you know, the states that have nullified federal prohibitions on cannabis. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it'll happen, but it's important that we cover it and let people know there's still an issue, and you might need to be interacting, with your Congress critters.
Just move to Oregon. Come on down. It's cool here.
It's cool, yeah. Oregon.
You got nothing to
no
worry about.
No problem in Oregon. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So what else we got going on? We got, the homeopathy update coming up in just a bit. Very excited about.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about how do we learn these things. And although my ideal goal would be to have, you know, master or mentor-apprentice relationships, what I'd really like to see is that it would be a genuine and general part of the curricula in all schools from grade school up to graduate programs, that homeopathy would once again be part of the Western culture and the world. And is it possible? Is that too much to ask? Well, apparently not. There are homeopaths out there, one particular in Canada we're going to have on next segment, Kimberly Hahn, who said that she's worked hard and it's happening. There is now going to be a full-on homeopathic three-year program available to you in Canada, perhaps around the world. We'll ask her about that for those that might want to visit outside of Toronto and go to school and learn homeopathy. How cool is that? I didn't expect that this would happen this year, much less next.
There you go. Another little Christmas present to end the year on.
Yeah. Hey, that's another great Christmas present. Have yourself a homeopathic Christmas. A mistletoe can be converted into a homeopathic medicine.
Homeopathic mistletoe?
That's true. It's true. It's called Iscador, and it's what Suzanne Summers used for her breast cancer. So good news on that front, too. Yeah, so there is a Christmas homeopathic connection here, and we're going to reveal it, actually the schooling part of it, after this break, folks. Go check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We appreciate you being here. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from a hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
At a time where we're getting pronouncements from the FDA in America, in the United States, that, oh my gosh, homeopathy is dangerous. We better crack down on it. There's good news from our neighbors in the north. Yes, that's right, Canada. Right now we're welcoming Kimberly Hahn to the Robert Scott Bell Show with news of a new homeopathic program within the Georgian College up there, and very exciting to know that homeopathy is once again becoming part of the academic mainstream. Or am I exaggerating, Kimberly?
You are not. That is true, Robert.
How is this
good
possible?
News.
This is great news after all these years. Look, I've written about this, and you know very well, any homeopath should know about the Flexner Report of 1910 and what it did to modern medicine, allopathic medicine, how it made it a monopoly, and it began to dominate and take chunks out of homeopathy and other holistic therapies and education programs to where, you know, good luck finding homeopathy on the curriculum after about 1939. Certainly by 1949, it was pretty much gone. So here we are in 2017 going into 2018. Is this something that just got implemented?
It did. It just got approved within the last few months, actually. It's been about a year in the making, and we've received our ministry approval, and everything is in place, and we've actually got students enrolling for September of 2018.
Wow. So the first class is coming up fall of next year. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right, so what is the number of students? Because I've got people ask me this all of the time. We have listeners all over the world, including Canada. I want to learn homeopathy. What do I do? And I've got some options, but this is a new one. Do you have to be Canadian? Can you come from all over the world to partake in this class?
Oh, no, you don't have to be Canadian. We have a lot of international students, actually, certainly it's open to anyone from anywhere who's interested in the practice of homeopathic medicine. So we would certainly invite any of your listeners, no matter where they are, if they're looking to study homeopathy and have a recognized advanced diploma. It's an advanced diploma. It's a 3-year program. So they can go anywhere in the world with that diploma and it would be recognized, which is really, really spectacular.
And you got to really want it bad because you got to survive the Canadian winters to get through it.
You do, but you know, there's something to be said for the nice white snow. So, we have great weather most of the year. So if you're into skiing and snowmobiling and things like that, the winter semester's not so bad.
Not so bad. And just imagine it's like homeopathic globules raining down from the sky in the winter.
There you go. There you go.
This is really quite extraordinary coming back. We're on the comeback trail, folks. Homeopathy and the system of healing needs to be reintegrated. I've never wanted it to be isolated. I don't even think it should be the only thing taught. Obviously, I think we should have access to all forms of healing. But to eliminate homeopathy, as we've seen the pressures on governments around the world, including England, where they're trying to get it taken off of funding within the NHS over there because of these so-called skeptics, and it's not about true skepticism. It's only about eliminating competition for their religious view that materialistic, reductionist, atheistic science is all that is real.
Well, we're going the other direction. Isn't that wonderful?
It really is. Now, how many years, the backstory, Kimberly, you're also a homeopath. And
I am.
What's the backstory here about how many years is this in the making if we were to get a sneak backdoor preview of this?
Well, gee, I think for us here, I've been practicing for about 20 years, off and on part of the provincial association that's been trying to have homeopathy regulated here in Ontario. It is a regulated health profession here. It's recognized just as chiropractic, naturopathic, physicians, nursing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So homeopathy became a regulated health profession here in 2015, thanks to the, super efforts and extraordinary work of a lot of tireless people for a long time. And this just seems to be a synergistic sort of evolution, if you will, because I became involved with Georgian College about 3 years ago, and I also coordinate their traditional Chinese medical acupuncture program, and it was just one of those things that as soon as I got there, I said, gee, have you ever thought about homeopathic medicine? It's newly regulated here in the province, and it's a tremendous opportunity, and to their credit, Georgian College has been the first to offer a regulated, recognized acupuncture program. It will certainly be the first to offer the homeopathic program. So they've really sort of taken to being somewhat of trailblazers in the complementary and alternative health market, if you will. So,
nice.
So it's been about 3 years in the making, to be honest.
Well, it's a really exciting, beautiful thing. I'm so glad you triggered this awareness because we hadn't heard about it until you sent me the email. And now we have time for folks that were thinking about it going, hey, what are you going to do next fall? You might want to enter Georgian College. And by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can see georgiancollege.ca. And there's even links to Kimberly Hahn, and her email there, kimberly.hahn@georgiancollege.ca, if you have questions about the program. But we link the page so you can go in and learn about it. And you say it's at the Barrie campus. From someone who's been to Toronto, but I don't know it as well as a Torontonian, where's the Barrie campus as it relates to Toronto downtown city?
It's about an hour and a half north of Toronto downtown. Yeah.
Okay, so it's still considered, Ontario is obviously the large, Toronto is huge and sprawling, so that can't be considered a suburb of Toronto if you're an hour out, is it?
No, it's not. It's a fairly it's a city on into itself for sure. Sort of just at the cusp of nicely sort of planted in between the metropolitan Toronto or Greater Toronto area and some of the nicest cottage country anywhere.
Beautiful. So, yeah, no, it's gorgeous.
If you've ever been to Muskoka, Ontario, or it's kind of halfway in between. And lots of amenities, certainly a large enough city for lots of entertainment, lots of sports activities. It has everything. We have residences there. There's nothing really that that you would really be lacking. And as I said, we have a significant number of international students enrolled in our program.
And lots of organic farms up there, I think, in season.
We do. Yes, we do.
So good quality food. Now, in terms of the program, right, there are many schools of thought in homeopathy, and we talk about the original Hahnemannian approach, which became known as classical homeopathy. Yeah. Of course, I trained more clinically. We use the French approach of drainage based on chronic diseases due to toxicity, et cetera. Is this encompassing all forms or just the basis to start and then people will leap out into their careers?
We have every intention of covering all schools of thought with homeopathy. Certainly it is sort of entrenched in sort of a classical approach, but having said that, it's with, a nod to and a recognition of the Hahnemannian approach to things, but with the contemporary methodologies really entrenched into the program, our intention is to be able to position homeopathy within the integrated medical system in a contemporary setting. So both, different approaches like Sankran approaches, Jeremy Scherer approaches, Jan Scholten, all of those kinds of more modern ways of case-taking, as well as looking at things like drainage, detox, et cetera. So it's our intention to really have a really well-rounded homeopath by the time they graduate. And we have a lot of clinical practical experience entrenched in this program as well. So people will have the actual clinical practical skills to be able to go out and, interface with anyone.
So you actually have clinical hours, in a sense, like a student center where people can come and get cases taken and you can get real-world experience.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very, very exciting. I remember years ago, one of the first times I went with the knowledge, not because when I was a kid I went up there, but some too, it was different, but as an adult went up there and went into the health food stores and found that there were homeopaths and naturopaths in health food stores helping people in that setting. I thought, my gosh, this is radically different than what we have in the States.
Mm-hmm. And it was
and
there still are.
Yeah, and I think with this program now being instituted, it's going to grow from there.
Yes, and we've got, in this particular province, for sure, we have our associations and our regulatory body looking at sort of the, as you're probably familiar with, we have a social health care system here in Canada, and they're looking at opportunities to interface with our government-funded healthcare system so that we have some legislation that's been recently passed here called Patient First, which really has entrenched the rights of patients or people to be able to access their care of choice. So with that, it really does sort of put some onus on the government and on our system of healthcare to be more inclusive and more integrated. So we're looking at this as an opportunity for homeopaths here to be able to work alongside any other healthcare profession and offer the public the choices that they want.
Nice. I'm not a big social medicine kind of guy because I see the domination of modern medicine in there. But if you can integrate and open it up to homeopathy, obviously the people that are going to be part of that system are going to be benefited by it. So I don't stand in opposition to it at all. I want the freedom to access it inside and outside of these systems, that it should be right alongside, because it is a valid and viable system and, of course, non-toxic and safe. And as I've seen in my own life, it saved my life. It reversed my life from disease, decay, and dying, where I was heading at a young age, to where I am viable, vital, and aging gracefully. In fact, in some ways, reversing the ailments and diseases I suffered as a young child. So it is an essential system in my mind, and I'm just thrilled that you've done the things, Kimberly Hahn, that you've done to bring it back to the fore in Canada. And I know it's just the beginning again.
It is, and it's a very bright future, I think, for all of us.
So, real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Any message you want for our listeners to consider participating in the program before we got to go?
Well, I think if they can go to the website and take a look at the program, and if anyone's interested, by all means, I'm always available and happy to talk about homeopathy anytime, anywhere, with anyone. And I do think that if anyone's looking for a career in this really fabulous and very special system of medicine, then this would be the place to go.
All right, Kimberly Hahn, all the links are up in the show notes. Everybody check it out. Reach out to her. Maybe you or your kid wants to go. There's a new option in town for homeopathy. We're on the comeback trail. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Kimberly Hahn, a homeopath with a mission that is actually making a difference. Man, oh man, university is going to start teaching homeopathy again, Super Don.
Yeah, and this is not a small deal, really, because if you go in and you look at this Georgian university, I've never heard of it before, but I'm not Canadian, right? This is not a small little hole in the wall school or something like that. This is a big recovery. It's a huge. They've got like six campuses. I mean, they're a big deal.
And it's not to say that I'm sure she's had her challenges, battles, because there are skeptics in Canada as well. They don't want to see this happen. So do what you can to support it. I still like master-apprentice relationships, but I'm not going to discount the validity of bringing people back into homeopathy through a setting like this. So that's why I wanted to cover that with her. It's so unusual that those of you listening from around the world, if you're getting a call that this is your path, maybe this is the way to do it. So very cool. So it's been a while since I've been in university, and Super Don, you graduated a while back too. I've seen my kids in school, and I do have memories of being in school. But do you ever remember, particularly in raising your own kids, did you ever, like, give gifts, thanks to the teachers, like, after the end of the school year or going into the holidays, anything like that?
Not a gift. You know, we would do a card once in a while, you know, for specific teachers and stuff like that. But
okay, well, I guess it depends on how guilty the parents feel about what's going on at school, right? Okay. You know, typically, they always, like, if your kid is on a soccer team, at the end of the season, everybody pulls together a few bucks, and then they get a gift for the coach. So I guess it's not unusual if you feel like your teacher's doing a great job or putting up with something, maybe you should do that. So you found a nice holiday story, an unusual one a little bit, though. How do we say thank you to the teachers of our children? If you're not homeschooling, then you can give yourself this gift. But this is perhaps one of the more creative / I acknowledge my son is kind of difficult. Happy New Year. Please be nice. Thank you very much. What is the gift that the parents gave this teacher?
Pretty much. And it's funny, in reading this, it made me think that had my parents been the type of people who drank alcohol, they perhaps would have considered doing this for my teachers. I'm not kidding either. So, yeah, an Ohio couple, they got a gift for all of the students' teachers. This is Mary and Paul Summers of Beaver Creek, Ohio. And they had, what they did is they had special labels printed on these bottles of wine for the teacher. And you'd think, oh, Merry Christmas from the Summers.
Right, right.
No, or whatever. No. On the label of this bottle of wine, it's printed. It has a picture of their son. And on it, it says, our child might be the reason you drink. So enjoy this bottle on us.
Oh, man. I don't know. What do the kids think about this? I'm wondering if they totally get that. But, like, you know, my son is the holy terror. Here's a holy bottle of wine. Drink it and enjoy and forget about our kid till next semester. I guess that's a creative way to go about it. We only needed that for the substitute teachers for me. I was pretty good with teachers. I could engage with them. And even the substitute teachers, even though we'd harass them because that's just the nature of what we did, I always tended, and I've said this before, to bring the humor. My goal was to make them laugh. If I did that, I felt like, you know, I won, and you can get away with stuff that normally you'd kind of get a little bit in trouble, but they were laughing, and it was harder for them to mete out punishment as long as they were laughing.
Well, it always depended on the teacher, too, right? Because you always had, you know, there were the cool teachers that would kind of, you know, let you, you have a little bit of wiggle room and kind of play along as you kept within certain, you know, boundaries. But then you also had those teachers that, you know, were trying to be very serious about teaching.
Right.
And those were actually the fun ones to mess with the most.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, you had achieved a major level if you could get to those really serious and stern and scary ones and get them to laugh. But you had to engage them intellectually. That's where, you know, I got a lot of good learning outside of the curriculum. It's like, what can I do to throw them on? And so, like, those are my little helpers that I still say thank you to today. That, you know, I don't take credit for being funny. I know we do a lot of funny things. That stuff happens. I don't know where some of this stuff comes from, but I had those helpers even when I was a kid in school. So thank you to all y'all. And I thank you that my parents never had to give a bottle of wine to the parent, to the teachers. As an apology for me, so that's good.
Yes, send them to rehab for Christmas.
Right. Of course, now, if it wasn't Ohio or Indiana, perhaps maybe they could give them a little bottle of CBD instead of alcohol, which would be much preferable. But be sure that the state you're in doesn't take that the wrong way.
Yeah, don't do it in Nebraska.
Right, not in Nebraska. Maybe not right now in Indiana until they fix their mess. And you know, in Iowa a little bit, too. All right, we got a big hour coming up. Doc Harmony's going to join us. We're going to revisit ear candling and calming your senses in a good way, relaxing you. And Doc Newsom's going to help us get through the gut health challenges of the Christmas and New Year's time. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.